visit PackersDriveChevy.com.
101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers radio network station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Snap, Rodgers looking left. Swings it out left side, Dillon to the five. Turns upfield to the pylon. And he's in for the score. Touchdown. A.J. Dillon, 12-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. They beat Von Bell, and the Packers within an extra point of tying the game.
You know, Wayne, it seems like A.J. Dillon is starting to be a part of things now, and he's answering the call, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. You know, I thought he had a nice all-around game yesterday, and, you know, his development is I think something that's interesting and worth watching. I mean, they knew when they let Jamal Williams go to Detroit what they had with A.J. Dillon. This is why they drafted him, and now you're starting to see the total player.
I think anytime you can pick up a victory, Wayne, when you're unhealthy, you're printing money. And that offensive line just found a way to get it done. Made enough blocks, held enough time, and they did it again.
Yeah, and they were playing against a good defensive front. I thought, you know, Cincinnati's defensive front was excellent. But, you know, when you look at the totality of that situation and that win, you know, I agree with you, Nick. That's a good win.
You know, Cincinnati is about a year away from being really, really good. They're young.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But they're...
if I was a Bengals fan, I'd be really excited. Because, you know, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, you know what the future is? Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That's it. And those guys have a chance to be, I think, as good or better. Because Chase has just so much natural ability. He just destroys people. The explosive speed that he has is just, you know, outstanding. I think they're really going to be a good – if they stay healthy, obviously. Hey, listen, that's the precursor to any NFL forecast. Are they going to be healthy? And if they are, they have a chance to be outstanding.
It's funny as you talk about the youth on Cincinnati. In our own youth, Eric Stokes had a great game, and A.J. Dillon, it was the savvy veterans who made the huge plays down the stretch time and time again. It was Cobb. It was, you know, of course, Rodgers. It was Mercedes Lewis. It was Mason Crosby, finally. But it was the oldest dudes on the team, the fossils, who came up with the biggest plays.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, that's something that in a game like that, that's kind of the way it usually breaks down. You know, you've got this upstart team in Cincinnati, you know, a young team that's trying to figure out, okay, can we get a signature win and show the rest of the world how good we can be? And then you've got this team that's established and heading toward a Super Bowl, I feel they are. And this is another step in the process. And so it was not an easy day for the Packers, but it was a day in which you needed veteran leadership on the road against an upstart team like that that felt really good about itself. And the crowd in Cincinnati was totally behind this thing.
Well, there was a ton of Packer fans.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the energy was like, because when you watched it on TV, you didn't know it was an away game.
Yeah, you know what? It was, I'd say, 60-40, which is pretty good representation of the visiting team, 40%. Mm-hmm. But you know what was strange? And this is interesting. I was, when I said Cincinnati was really behind this, I'm talking about the town. You walk wherever you walk, whatever, you saw Bengals stuff, you saw Bengals people, everything. But, you know, in the game, on those field goals, you know, we're looking at it from the side, guys. You're looking at it from an end zone view, usually on TV, and you can see right away whether the field goal was made or not. We can't, okay? We're on the side. If you've ever watched a football game from the stands, you go tell me how you know whether that field goal went in or not.
Right.
A lot of times I'll wait and kind of listen for the crowd. Well, yesterday I kept listening for the crowd, and I didn't know what
that's what I mean.
Seriously.
It was a hard angle to see on TV, too,
Yeah, it
though.
Wasn't much better on TV, Wayne.
So you were listening for the crowd, and then you were like, what's happening? Because it's loud. I don't know what we're loud for right now. Is it loud because we missed it or because we made it?
Well, in the way those balls were moving, too, because starting out, they looked great. And all of a sudden, by the time they got to the goalpost, they were curving like nobody's business. So...
And you know, it was a north and south set field, as in most football fields are. And the south side is where most of these kicks were missed. Now, Mason missed an extra point going north. McPherson missed a game-winning field goal going north. But most of the misses were toward the south. And that's where the river was. And although it didn't feel like there was a lot of breeze in the stadium, it felt like there's some light breeze, which felt welcome because it was hot and humid. But I wonder if on the floor of the stadium there was more of a factor with the wind, especially at that end of the stadium right by the river.
It was a weird day all around the league for kicking. 12 extra points missed across the league. It was just a bizarre day.
I'm just going to say this. Mercury is in retrograde.
Okay. So well, it could be. Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, who knows?
Well, that's kind of what they wanted, wasn't it, Wayne? By moving back, it was so easy before. They wanted to put in some unpredictability into the extra point a little bit.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they certainly have done that.
They got it. You know, Wayne, one of the biggest things, I think, in that game, when you're dealing with possession-critical game like that and a back-and-forth, there were virtually no penalties for the Packers, and it was just another game where we had the turnover from Aaron earlier on, but they didn't beat themselves. And it's so critical in any game, especially on the road and especially against a good opponent.
Well, that's kind of who they are, Nick. I mean, they're a veteran group. They understand how to win games. I think the big difference, the difference in the game yesterday, it came down to a field goal. I get it. But the real difference between these two teams, okay, is that one team really knows how to win games like this, and the other team is learning how, okay? And that process will be ongoing for Cincinnati. They're learning how. It's been a long time since they've really been relevant, and they're about to become relevant again. But this is a process that all organizations and teams go through when they turn over the roster the way Cincinnati has in the last 3 years.
718 WIXX, we're talking football with Wayne. Quick timeout and more Wayne Larrivee coming up on IXX.
It's Talkin'
Thompson at TowerClockEyeCenter.com.
Back to Talkin' Football with Wayne Larrivee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
49-yard field goal attempt for Mason Crosby, who's missed three in a row in this game. Can they get it done here? Mason Crosby for the win. Snap and placement. Here's the kick. It is up. It is good. Mason Crosby got it done. Fourth time a charm. Fourth time a charm for Mason Crosby. And the Packers win it in overtime, 25-22.
Wayne, we are very spoiled by Mason Crosby.
Yes.
Things like what happened yesterday is such a rarity that we really struggle when it does happen.
Yeah, but, you know, and the thing that stood out to me was here's a guy having one of the worst. I mean, the worst day was Detroit in 2018 when he missed five kicks in that game. But here's a guy who has missed three in a row. And, you know, you're in overtime and you're sitting there saying, okay, you know, do you trust him to make that kick? And I said on the air, there are only two kickers I've been around, okay, that I've covered, that I would say, okay, on a day like today, yeah, I would trust them because they're mentally strong enough to get it done. Jan Stenerud's one. I was with him in Kansas City, and Mason Crosby's the other. And so when he sent him out there, I wasn't thinking Mason's going to miss this field goal. I thought, you know, I know Mason's really mentally tough, and there is no way he's going to be, you know, like the rest of us, we'd be so, hey, I'd be over. It's like standing over a drive you got to make and put in play, and you shank it, you know, three times. And then you go back to the tee. And I don't know about you, but that's in your head. You know, so it's very similar to that. And yet Mason Crosby was able to compartmentalize, put everything that just happened behind him, and focus on what he had to do to win that ball game. And it takes a rare mental toughness that those guys have, that pros have, that the rest of us, that's a gene we don't have in our DNA.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come down to that in Chicago, Wayne. It'd be nice to just have a comfortable lead toward the end of the ballgame against Chicago. But no matter what happens, we say this every year when we talk to you, at Chicago is a weird place to play in a storied rivalry. It's the old throw out the Rickers. It doesn't really matter when you take on the Chicago Bears. It's a bizarre place to play football.
Well, they're playing well. They knocked off the Raiders with defense yesterday. Their defense apparently is legit again, and so it's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about that, and you're right about everything. You know, it doesn't matter. This is the rivalry and all that stuff, and you know, it'll be an interesting game. But it's Bears week, and that's always a special week, isn't it?
Yeah, this is fun.
Yep, it's always fun. Listen, Wayne, thanks again for taking a few minutes with us this morning. We appreciate it very much. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Okay, bud?
Sounds great, guys. Look forward to it. Have a good week.
All right, thank you, sir. Coming up on 725 at WIXX, that'll do it for Talking Football at IXX.
You've been listening.